All right, Garrett Marchbanks, tough second moto for you. But, man, first moto, dude, that was a great charge. Fourth overall in the day. Like, you didn't back up your Washougal podium, but, dude, you rode really fucking good again. So you got to be stoked.
Yeah, no, it was a good day. I don't know, good qualifying, good first moto. I just, from the heat from yesterday and everything, I kind of, me being kind of an idiot yesterday, I kind of motored the whole press day.
Oh, yeah.
And then blew a lot of the fluid out of me, and I couldn't get back in me for today. And
you had to work pretty hard in Moto 1.
Nah, that was normal. And I was already cramping around the Moto 2, and I was pretty upset with myself. So I was like, fuck it, go until you die in the second one. And I don't remember the last two laps, and just kind of survived. Levi got around me and Drew, and I barely remember Drew got around me. I came back, and I was just like, I fell on the ground. I was just like, where the fuck am I for a minute? But
wow, so yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, one got an IV afterwards and kind of back to life. I'm all like, oh, I feel okay now. Like, that was the first time I was truly scared. I was like,
yeah.
I was in the ice bath, and I like was having a meltdown.
Was your vision like narrowing and stuff?
Like up there?
All I remember is seeing white.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I haven't had that before at a race. Yeah. So it was definitely different. I don't know.
When you think about that and then ending up fourth overall, you'll take it, right? I mean, it's a tough day for you, but fourth overall.
Yeah, it pisses me off because I've been riding so good during the week. And then for me, doing a dumbass move like I did yesterday and just like, I don't know, like, yeah, it is my fault. But also, like, I don't know, wish we could take IVs a lot more.
Well, not
fluids, but I don't know, like, obviously maybe I should drink more water, but I don't know. I mean, I was chugging as much as I could. Yeah. There's only so much you could do in a day and a half, but I mean, speed's there. It's not quite there to win, sadly. Those two dudes are freaking ripping, but second moto had a killer start. Was finally top 10. That felt nice. Figured some things out, and just gonna keep working on things for these last two rounds. And yeah, no, fourth overall is good. I think we had Vial in the first one. Just when you're coming from 25th up there, it's hard to do that stuff. Those guys, us top five, I mean, there's a lot of good dudes this year, but the top five guys are fast, and then you got random guys just all of a sudden cranking good laps in moto one or two.
Your teammates were giving you trouble both motos. You had to go through them. They were catching you. There's a lot of teammate stuff going on with PC.
Yeah, no, I know. And I was just like, what the hell? I thought for a bit I had a good gap over them, and then all of a sudden I just blew it three laps ago. I was just like, I wasn't like out of shape tired. I just like, I blew all the fluids out of me. And when you do that, you don't work out very good. So yeah.
Hey, good job by you. I was talking to Mitch in the morning. It sounds like things are coming together as far as you staying here next year. You've been a big topic about all of us wondering, you know, you've been earning it and we're wondering what we're doing, but the guy in the wheelchair over there seems pretty confident that it's going to work out.
It's going to work out. So I'm not going to say what we've done yet, but it's pretty obvious. Some news will come out soon. I'll wait for them to say whatever, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm grateful for the second opportunity, I guess the third opportunity, I'll say. And I'm so happy to be here. I mean, we've got such an amazing crew of guys, and, you know, my mechanic, Jed, suspension guy, Cruz, Ian, Mitch. I mean, there's so many of them, but they work their asses off, and for me, that's all I can do, just give them all I got every weekend. And it feels good to be finally, you know, doing the work in outdoors, and especially Brock. Brock's been crushing it, and A-Mart control training. So, yeah, no, it's been great.
Well, you've earned it for sure. Last thing, if he wins the title tomorrow, are you going to call Phil or text? Do you even know what's on? He was complaining on the show. You don't even know when he fucking raced, and he knows when you race. And so it's tomorrow, and are you going to follow this at all?
Well, yeah, everyone knows when we all race because – we're American. Like, we race on Saturdays. We don't race on Sundays like a bunch of libbies. Okay. But I mean, honestly,
will you follow this?
Yeah, I'll watch it on live timing. I'm not gonna buy the Canadian shit for one race. No, but I didn't know when he was racing. Like, I didn't know the first couple rounds, and then all of a sudden Brock's like, hey, Phil got third. I was like, are you serious?
He
happy that you didn't know the schedule.
No, I mean, not to be rude, who follows Canadian motocross anymore? The last time I followed it, really, nothing against Dylan or Jess. I love those dudes. They've been great to me. But, like, ever since Phil left it the first time, like, I didn't. Okay. I quit watching it. I was like, who cares? But
so follow live timing tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, I called him after Wash Ugle. It's like 5 in the morning. I was like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at qualifying, you dumb dick. And I'm like, oh, cool.
The story on the show. He was just like this fucking idiot. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow Canadian motocross. I don't follow the GPs. I follow it this year a little bit just because I know, what's his name, Febra?
Yep.
Is winning the title on a Cowie.
Yeah, Cowie.
So I was like, I guess I'll watch that a little. But, I mean, honestly, it's American racing or nothing.
Fair enough.
Football, baby.
It's coming up. All right. Thanks, Garrett. Thanks you.